In a world of external validation at the ready, it's easy to get caught up in public wins and sharing every victory. But when it comes down to it, who you are in private is what really matters, and what truly builds momentum and success. If it's your first time here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, entrepreneur, men's personal development and marriage mentor, husband and father of six, and I teach men all over the world how to live fully optimized, leveled up lives. So if that's something you're into, definitely stick around. Subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, wherever you're getting this, because that's what we do here every week. And today I'm talking about how small daily wins compound over time. Those small daily wins that no one else sees to build your dream life and something truly worth sharing. Stick around. Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to living a fully optimized, leveled up life as a man. So again, welcome and welcome back to the Warrior Kings podcast. It's great to be here today. It's great to talk to you today. And I just wanted to throw this out there really quick. If you're a regular listener to this show, let me know what you want to hear more of. You know, I talk about all sorts of different topics: marriage, success, fatherhood, mindset, motivation. But I want to know what you want to hear more of. So let me know. There's contact forms and all that in the links in the description of this episode. And with that being said, let's dive right into the topic of the day. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today is that we all have sort of a public persona, the version of ourselves that we show everyone else, who we are in public, who we are online. And especially if you're my age or around my age, I'm currently 36, about to turn 37. We grew up in the era of social media, right? And that only amplified that kind of public persona that we put on. We were used to sharing things, making our life look perfect online, right? And while there's nothing wrong with that, there is this thing that comes with that, which is the disease of comparison, comparing yourself to other people because you only see their wins, their victories, their accomplishments, things like that. Like, nobody posts online on their Instagram story, or hardly ever, that they had a shitty day or did something stupid or messed up in their life, right? But what I wanted to talk about today when it comes to this is invisible discipline is more powerful than flashy wins. Who are you when no one's watching? Are you still that guy? Are you still killing it? Are you still winning in life? That's what it really comes down to. What are the things that no one else sees that you accomplish every single day to be moving in the direction of having your dream life and being the dream version of yourself? And just because it's not shareable doesn't mean that it's not making an impact. These things that seem insignificant, these small daily wins, compound over time to create big results. And how does your public persona compare to your private persona when no one else is watching? And what it really comes down to is consistency. When it comes to motivation, you're not going to feel motivated every day, especially not to accomplish those small daily wins that aren't shareable, that nobody else sees. It's easy to skip out on those things when you're not motivated. But imagine if you were to stay consistent in something, even with minimal effort, you just checked that box every day, even the days that you're not motivated, you don't even feel like doing that thing at all. And this goes for health endeavors that you're pursuing, like trying to build something great out of nothing. Imagine if you were consistent in that thing, even with minimal effort on those days that you didn't feel like doing it, how much more progress would you make towards that end result, that end goal, that dream version of the thing? One example here is if you were to ask basically any person, almost any person that you know, would you like to write a book? Like 9 times, if not 10 times out of 10, they will say, yes, I want to write a book someday. I have a book idea. I want to write a book about this thing. But guess what? Very few people actually write a book because it seems like this big daunting task. And you know what's not sexy about writing a book? Actually writing the book, like sitting at a computer and typing for hours until it's a novel. You know what I mean? Very few people have the patience to do that. But what if you wrote just a little bit every day instead of not writing at all, and then eventually it was an entire book? Because that's how I write my books. And that same concept applies to everything. On those days where I didn't feel like writing, I kind of forced myself and I sat down and I wrote, and I ended up writing more than I expected to when I didn't feel like doing it. And then guess what happened? Eventually it was a whole book, and then another book, and another book, and another book. And that was a small daily action that nobody nobody else could see that I made sure that I did every single day. And now I am a multi-published author and I sell books to people all over the world. And that's really the main point that I wanted to make today. Well, two main points really. Who are you when no one's watching? Are you still making those small daily wins? And the fact that small actions compound over time to make great results. The same thing applies to this podcast and what I'm building with the Warrior Kings brand. When I first started the podcast, I saw basically no results. There were very few people listening to the podcast and even fewer people watching it on YouTube. And there were days when it came time to make an episode that honestly I didn't feel like it. And I'm like, don't have very many listeners anyways. Nobody's going to know if I just skip this episode or if I just stop doing this entirely. But I kept at it. I stayed consistent even when I didn't feel like doing it. Even when it wasn't super shareable. I wasn't like sharing great accomplishments and great numbers and all this success that I was having with the Warrior Kings podcast. I stuck with it. And that was small actions that compounded over time until now we have thousands of monthly listeners all over the world, like literally all over the world. Some of you listening to this right now are in countries I've never even heard of before. And that comes from being consistent, even when no one's watching, even when it's not a flashy, huge win, you make those small wins consistently every single day. And then eventually it's this big thing. That's how it works. And this applies to everything. And let's talk a little bit more about who you are when no one's watching, when you aren't in your public persona, when you're not sharing your wins online and on your Instagram stories and on your tickety talks or whatever. Are you winning or are you losing? That's really what it comes down to. When you're alone, are you guarding your mind, body, and spirit still? Are you practicing self-care? What are you doing in your private moments when no one else is watching? Because here's the thing, identity shifts happen in solitude, not in the spotlight. If you are becoming the person that you want to be, getting better every single day and moving in the direction of having your dream life, that happens when you're alone. That happens every minute of every day. And like I said before, and in the intro to this podcast episode, we live in a world of external validation and we're kind of seeking that validation all the time. And so it's very easy if you're not careful to skip out on those small daily wins, those small actions that compound over time to make big results and focus on big, flashy, even fake things that you can share with other people to show how cool you are. And you might even look at some of these guys online who have multi-million dollar lifestyles and they got the nice cars and the jack bodies and the super flashy lifestyle. I watch those guys all the time too. And hey, I'm in no way rich or famous or driving a Lambo or anything. You know what I mean? So even I watch those guys and like, man, what would it be like to live like that? You know what I'm saying? But what a lot of people don't realize is that those guys had to work their way up to that point themselves. That ripped fit body didn't come out of nowhere. Their money didn't come out of nowhere. They focused, they locked in and focused and built the life of their dreams even when nobody else was watching. They made those small daily wins, those small daily actions that compounded over time. Nobody ever just woke up one day a ripped fit multimillionaire. And that goes back to we only see the public persona. We only see those big wins, those flashy shareable things. You don't see what happens when no one else is watching, when they turn the camera off and still continue killing it and winning in life, when there is no audience. And another thing is, man, if you are just seeking external validation, you might never actually reach your goals. You need to be doing it for the right reasons. Why are you building the thing? Why are you pursuing your calling and your purpose? Is it in service to other people or is it just in service to yourself? Are you building and protecting your mind, body, and spirit so that everybody else thinks that you're the shit? Or are you building your mind, body, and spirit for the right reasons? That's really what it comes down to. Because if you aren't building yourself and building an empire for the right reasons, it's probably not going to work. You're probably not going to reach your goals, just to be honest. And I'm going to be honest with you too. I used to have selfish goals and ambitions in previous endeavors, like back when I wrote sci-fi and fantasy books. I can tell you right now, those books are really good, but I was writing those books to make money. And I'm like, oh, I'm really good at writing and I love telling stories and I love being creative and I can be a millionaire doing this thing. Well, flash forward to the last couple of years, I started writing books with the intention to help people in their lives. And I've made more money the last couple of years writing that kind of book, like Warrior Husband and Warrior King, than I ever made writing fantasy and sci-fi books just trying to make some money. So you have to be doing these things for the right reasons is basically the point that I'm making. And if you're doing them for the right reasons and you actually have pure intentions and goals and motives motives for going after the thing, then you are going to make those small daily wins, whether somebody's watching or not, whether you share it to your story or not, whether you boast about it or talk about it or brag about it, you're still going to be doing those things because you know that they are necessary to build the thing or reach the goal or to be in service and help other people. Why am I striving and trying to be my best self every single day and going to war with myself and my mind every single day, even when nobody else is watching? Because my goal is to inspire and help thousands of men all over the world, if not millions, and I can't do that if I'm not my best self. So when nobody's watching, when this camera and this microphone are turned off, I'm working on myself, I'm learning, I'm researching, I'm improving myself, I'm exercising more, I'm trying my best to eat right, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not taking pictures of my food and sharing it with other people. You know, a tuna sandwich isn't that sexy, but guess what? It's high protein and good for me, so that's what I eat for lunch sometimes. It's what you do when nobody else is watching that actually builds momentum and success. And kind of like I mentioned before, results in everything don't just happen right away. Like I said, nobody just woke up a ripped fit millionaire. So really what it comes down to is being willing to play the long game. And this also goes back to small actions compounding over time. Like if you want to build an online business, you're not going to post your first thing, get monetized, and be a millionaire by next week. You have to be willing to go through the period of time where absolutely nothing is happening. You're not seeing numbers go up. You're not seeing results. And you have to believe in the process and say, even though this doesn't seem like much right now, it doesn't seem like it's doing much right now, even if you put in minimal effort that day when you don't feel like it, you need to know that those small actions are still compounding over time to create that big dream result. And you do those things anyways. And there are going to be setbacks and there are going to be challenges and adversity and haters and all of these things. And it's all about overcoming that and continuing pressing on anyways. And another thing is building momentum. Always and consistently be outworking your last previous self. And that's compounding as well. The more that you compound those small actions over time, the more you will build momentum and the more you will do more of that thing and more of that thing and more of that thing until you have truly built something great. You need to build internal standards instead of seeking external applause. Because the thing about winners is they keep winning even after the crowd goes home. Another thing that I want to talk about today is the immense power of moving in silence, not sharing everything. If you're going after something or if you're starting a thing, telling no one about it. There is great power in that. In past endeavors, I used to share every little thing, everything that I was doing. I'm like, I'm writing a new book, just wrote the first paragraph. You know, I shouldn't have said anything to anyone. I should have just built the thing and then put it out there. You don't need anyone's negative energy or judgments or eyes on the thing while you're building it. It's just completely unnecessary. All that really matters is your belief in the thing, at least for the first little while. Like when I first started this podcast, for example, we didn't tell anybody about it. That's me and my wife is who I'm referring to. I didn't share it on my social medias, my personal social medias, anything. I just started the thing and started posting episodes. And once again, this is one of the most successful things that I've ever pursued in my life. Like I said, thousands of monthly listeners all over the world. There wasn't a chance for it to fail. There was nobody else's negative energy or judgments or even an opportunity for haters, you know, those quiet secret haters in my life to be judging the thing or sabotaging the thing. I just built the thing and went for it and kept my mouth shut. And then after it grew, then I was like, oh, did you know I have a podcast and it's blowing up everywhere? Immense power. Power in moving in silence. Another thing that I wanted to talk about today is that who you are in private when no one else is watching, when the cameras are off, that's who you truly are. And who is that person? This goes back to the public persona versus the private persona. Are you faking it or are you actually making it? That's really what it comes down to. In a world of external validation at the ready, it's easy to get caught up in public wins and sharing every victory. But when it comes down to it, who you are in private is what really matters and what really builds momentum and success and something truly worth sharing. Your mission is to be the man that you know you should be, who you've always been meant to be, even when nobody else is watching. So that's what I got for you guys today. I hope you got something out of this episode. I hope this inspired you in some way. If it did, definitely let me know. If this was your first time here and you want to know more about me, what I do, who I am, and all that stuff, there's some links in the description of this podcast episode. episode and this YouTube video where you can find out all about me. All my links and all that stuff is on there, so definitely check that out. Now get out there, kill it, level up every aspect of your life. A life of overflowing abundance awaits you on the other side of you deciding to make the switch, make the change, and improve every aspect of your life. A life of overflowing abundance awaits you. There are great things in store for you in this life. There's a great purpose and a great calling for you in this life. You listening to this right now. I love you. I'm proud of you, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.